You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 7. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. An authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. If there is one scripture that I find to be sobering in the scriptures, it is this particular verse. Did you know that a time is coming under the reign of the Antichrist that he will be granted power to make war with the saints, not with sinners? Please note that. With the saints and to overcome them. It will become a crime to name the name of Jesus at that time. And that is why everything that you are seeing today is gravitating towards that particular time where Jesus will become a crime. And it will be a good thing for somebody to kill you because you identify with the name of Jesus. So much that you will not be able to buy or sell if you don't give up on the name of Jesus Christ. And that is why the world system is working towards a system where production is taken out of the hand of the people, that you will have to depend on big shopping mall for your needs. So that they can control that. When the time comes, they can deny you access. They control finance. You will not be able to buy or sell because they control the finance. And then they control the goods also. You know, but more sobering is that just for a period of time, it will be granted unto him to make war with the saints. It's a time of great persecution that is coming on the face of the earth. Now, some of you may think, oh, maybe it will not happen in our own time. We don't know what time it will happen. But if we are truly a loving people, we should be praying for the believers that will be around at the time when this will happen, that the Lord will sustain them. And I want you to know that even before this time, similar situation is happening on the face of the earth even as we speak. It has happened before. We remember millions of Jews that were killed for simply being a Jew. The other time we saw Egyptian Christians who were rounded up and were beheaded for no other reason other than the fact that they identified with Jesus. This was recorded and the video was spread out. So it's happening. Even today, there are places where you can't mention the name of Jesus. North Korea is a type of how the world will be in the days of the Antichrist. So for you to know that it really is going to happen, we actually have a country like that today, in which as we speak, the people in North Korea don't have access to Bible, don't have access to God. They worship the image of their leader. Literally, it is happening as we speak. So don't think, oh, how can this be? Can you imagine that one man can control the entire country, the entire millions of people, such that those people don't have their own free will? So if one man can replicate it like that, one ordinary man, you can be sure that the Antichrist, who is going to receive his authority from Satan, will be able to do much more than that. So brethren, a time like this is coming. What should be our attitude then? You see, we should be sober. We should run this our Christian race with patience. And we should invest in prayer that God will sustain every one of us till the end. Brethren, this call for soberness. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.